Hello, everybody. It's George Myland. Here we are. Is it day 13 of Trump's illegal war against Iran and Israel's illegal war? Well, a man with the attention span of a mayfly, Netanyahu managed to talk him into this. He was going to do this January. He didn't do it. Now he did it. Maybe he thinks it's going down in the history books for this one. Probably is for the stupidest, most illegitimate war the United States has ever fought. That the war was almost over, was completed, had already been won. Why is it still going on that it hasn't been won? The Iranians are not backing down. They will not be broken. You see their stoicism on this one. I know it was a detestable regime, but the thing is, you don't just make a war against the government, you make a war against its people. You know, at least 1,400 people being killed in Iran, the great majority of them civilians, including that, was it 150 little girls in that school? It's sickening. And that is Trump's fault. He is the commander in chief, and he's not apologized for it. He started lying about it, saying that it wasn't the United States. It's vile, but I'm afraid to say completely unsurprising. It's the most illegitimate war the United States has ever fought. Look back to 2003, the liberation of Iraq, contentious war. I supported it, still believe it was the right thing to do. But there were UN Security Council resolutions authorizing use of force against Iraq, another one warning of serious consequences if there wasn't full and immediate cooperation, weapons inspectors, and so on. So that second UN Security Council resolution was desirable. It wasn't necessary. They went ahead without it. You know, President George W. Bush had prepared the public mind for this. About 30 other countries sent troops into Iraq to liberate it. A high majority of Americans were in favor of it, and. Okay, and look at this. There was no UN Security Council resolution in favor of it. There was no attempt to secure one. There was no congressional vote in favor of military action, where there was in 2003. American public was against it to begin with. There was no attempt to frame it as legal, as self-defensive. I mean, Iran was not attacking the United States or any US base or anything like that until this war began. So Trump has brought it all on himself. And the Iranians have decided to hit the Americans where it hurts in the wallet by closing the Straits of Hormuz, something that Trump assured the Gulf Arab countries the US Navy was capable of keeping open. So you see, you know, we're looking at oil of $100 a barrel. People say carries on for a few months, it'd be $200 a barrel. It's just eye-watering. You know, how are you going to keep the lights on? How are you going to heat yourself, drive your car, all the rest of it? And, you know, agriculture, factories, everything reliant on that. Everything you buy or use or whatever is related to energy, usually oil or gas. I know there are other sources, but there's a cross elasticity. There are only renewables. We can only harness so much. Solar power, wind power, wave power. We just can't capture enough at the moment. You can turn to coal, but again, there's only so much of that. There's more polluting. You know, they can't dig it out at such a fast rate to replace all the oil and gas. They can't transport it at such a fast rate. Likewise, nuclear energy. So he's really damaging the American economy. But, you know, even if it was benefiting the American economy, I would still be against this war. So that is the Iranian strategy, is mostly hitting economic targets and civilian targets, illegal, immoral. What would you do if you were them? War game it from their perspective. They realize their air force is mostly made up of museum pieces. Their navy's been sent to the bottom mostly. Their army is not fighting a land war, even though its technology is antiquated, but it's very large. So they decided to play to their strengths. This war went well for the US in a way in the beginning, because it obviously they emphasized their abilities, air power, naval power, and so on, not fighting on land because they're very casualty averse. So, you know, the Iranians can maybe make the economy scream. And so Mojtaba Khamenei, the supreme leader, that is a big up yours to the United States. So it doesn't look like they're cowed at all. And I just think, what would they do? Would they go through to Iraq to invade Kuwait? Say Iraqis stay out of this. That might even work. I thought, could they get some help from the Pakistanis, as in just give them a missile, say, OK, we'll invade Afghanistan overland to crush the Taliban, which you want us to do. I mean, I'm just trying to think what from their perspective, what might work. But anyway, they're calculating that the oil and gas price will hurt Western economies so badly that President Trump will back down. Remember Taco, Trump always chickens out. Remember that first time, oh, he won the election. He wasn't going to leave the White House until he did. Remember what came to his rest? Never surrender. He did surrender, hand himself over to the police. Remember, even his first term, whatever, the government shut down, he wasn't going to back down. He did back down. So loads of other things. He's backed down again and again. So then he'll get bored of this one and realize he's wrecking his economy, he's wrecking his party's chances for the midterm elections in November. Americans don't see any need for this. It's only going to become more and more unpopular as they're paying more and more for their gasoline. So, yeah, and indeed, if casualty figures mount, what if those are spectacular? What if a US Navy warship was sunk? What if the Iranians had a successful strike on a US military base, or even American civilians somewhere in the Middle East, somewhere else? The Iranians might plant bombs in the United States, elsewhere against the US embassy, somewhere, something like that, and think that the Americans are paying a high price. They'll say, we want out of this war. It's not worth the pain. Okay, so the objectives have not been achieved. There has not been regime change. It might have even solidified them. It might motivate them to go all out for a nuclear bomb, saying this is the only way to defend ourselves. We bent over backwards to accommodate the United States, to allow these very extensive, exhaustive weapons inspections by the United Nations to prove that our nuclear program was exclusively civilian. Even that didn't work. Even then, Trump ended the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. They've launched airstrikes against them. The Iranians have sometimes shown forbearance when there've been these airstrikes, haven't even hit back. But they've realized that the turning of their cheek doesn't work. They may conclude that they're going to have to make their enemy really feel pain. Then the Americans conclude, not worth doing it. Let's back off. Let's stop. So there's no need to do this. You think of the thousands of people killed. You add in the Iranians with the Lebanese. It might be up to 2,000, depends on which estimate you take. And not a single one of those need to die. I mean, the Americans, is it 9 Americans being killed now? None of those people would have been killed if it wasn't for Donald J. Trump. Wow. Is he going to seize Karg Island? He's talking about seizing Iranian oil. That's armed robbery. And then on his social media, he said he's going to hit the Iranians 20 times harder if they don't open the Straits of Hormuz. So they've already killed over 1,000 Iranian civilians. They've already said they've hit almost all the important military bases. So it'd be like another 20,000. Take his words. So there'd be a total of 21,000 Iranian civilians killed in goodness knows how long. How long did he do that? So he is proposing mass murder. Genocide is not quite right. He's not trying to wipe out the Iranian people, even in part, I don't think. But, you know, even that I wouldn't put past him. So remember unconditional surrender? Well, fat chance of that. No unconditional surrender. No, they didn't consult him on choosing their supreme leader. So there he has been humiliated. Goodness. So Trump, what he always does, he's going to make some insanely outrageous demand and later back down towards something that's not quite so unreasonable. So it wouldn't be beyond him to go and embrace Mojtada Khamenei and say, you're my best buddy. I've developed a political crush. We fell in love, just like he did with his other monstrous tyrant, Kim Jong-un. Well, you can tell a lot about the man by the company he chooses. He reviles people like Joe Biden or whoever. But somehow this absolute ogre in Pyongyang is Trump's kind of guy. It is revolting. And there was a time when the Republican Party would have no truck with communist tyrants. But under Trump, they think they're lovely. I mean, wow, nauseating, but unsurprising. So stop the war, end this war now. I mean, I think Trump will get bored quite soon and end it. Plus, he'll be scared because he'll see how high the oil and gas price are. Have to make a deal with the Iranians. Okay, we promise not to hit you. Will you open the Straits of Hormuz? Something like that. I'm not sure what other could be done. Would they ease the sanctions, something like that? What is justification for this war continuing? It's not changing the regime. It might be consolidating it. And Trump has said that they've destroyed the Iranian nuclear program, although he said that last year as well, that they've really degraded the Iranian military capability. Their navy more or less doesn't exist. It's some important army and air force sites. So is no serious threat to anyone. So stop the war now, okay? Save lives before more are killed. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and do what you can to work for peace.